Welcome, Parashat Chukah. One of the big mitzvah in Parashat Chukah, from which it gets its name, is the mitzvah Parah Aduma. And Rashi, on Perek Yutet, he gives an interesting mashal. The mashal he gives is that a child of a shifcha who works in the king's palace, that child makes a mess. So it says, who should clean up that mess? That child's mother. She's the shifcha. She comes and cleans it up. So too, we did Chira Egel. Am Yisrael did Chira Egel. So how is Am Yisrael going to make up for Chira Egel? They're going to make up for it with the Parah Aduma. So one of the reasons behind Parah Aduma, again, we don't really know the reason, it's a chok, but one of the explanations we have for why we have the mitzvah is that it's to make up for Chira Egel. And he says you can add into this the Kli Yakar that quotes the Gemara of Avodah Zarah. The Gemara of Avodah Zarah Dav Hei says, "Darshan of the pasuk Ani Amarti Elokim Atem Bnei Elyon Kolchem." You're like gods, Bnei Elyon. Chaval Demaseich and Achen Kadam Tamutun. But we sinned, so therefore we have to die. Haynu Shelulei Chatu BeEgel Lo Ayu Meitim. Had Am Yisrael not sinned with Chen Egel, they wouldn't have died. So, because what is Parah Aduma Mechaper? Parah Aduma is Mechaper for, right, Tumas Meit. So only because we have death do we have Tumas Meit. And therefore, the way to make up for Tumas Meit is with this Parah Aduma. That's what the statement is. So the Emes Yaakov says, I heard somebody, and the footnote tells us it's the Maldim, who says, this is the makor for the minhag or din we have about a chiyuv of reading Parah Aduma. Just like we read Shabbat Zachor every year, we read Parshat Zachor. So too, we're supposed to read once a year the Parsha Parah Aduma. It's mentioned in Orach Chaim. Ramban discusses such an idea. And there are those who read every day the Sheis Chirot after davening. So we read Zachor and we read Zachor Yom HaShabbat L'Kadsho, and we have Zachor for Amalek, and remember what happened to Miriam, remember what happened at Har Sinai, and one of them is Zachor Al Tishkach Eid Asher Ktzafted Hashem Lokech Bamidbar, is to remember what happened to the Avot in the Midbar. So there's this idea of the importance of remembering that what happened there. So the question is, what is it we're supposed to remember? And he says, I heard those who say that this Rashi is a makor for this idea that Kriyat Parshat Parah Aduma is midoraita. Because since Parah Aduma is a kapara for Chira Egel, and the pasuk says, Zachor al tishkach eid asher ktzafted Hashem lekach b'midbar, remember how Hashem got mad at you in the midbar. So clearly, we're supposed to remember Chira Egel. Parah Aduma is a kapara for Chira Egel. Therefore, we're supposed to read about Parah Aduma. So he says, that's what I heard. He said, this doesn't make sense. First of all, if you're supposed to remember Chira Egel, why not read Chira Egel? Why read something that's going to remind you of Chira Egel? In addition, even if you are right, that's not what this pasuk is talking about. The pasuk of Zachor, you know, remember Hashem getting mad at you. If you look, the pasuk right beforehand says, you got Hashem mad in some other place, and uses a vav. In other words, it's a different place. So clearly, wherever it is that Hashem is saying that you're getting mad, isn't the Chira Egel. And he says, and check out what I wrote in Parshat Ekev, and you'll see. So now, I hand you the page for Parshat Ekev, and we're going to see what he says that's different. Zachor al tishkach et asher ktzafted Hashem lokech b'midbar. Remember how you got Hashem angry in the midbar. So what is this pasuk talking about? Could it be talking about the egel? If so, why the vav? Okay, he says the same thing here that he said there. So he has to come up with a few suggestions. In other words, if the vav is adding, you made Hashem mad, and then vav and the egel, so something you did made Hashem mad before the Chira Egel. So what could it be? He says, I don't think you have to go all the way back to Kriyas Yamsuf when Am Yisrael said, look, the Mitzrim are behind us, the Yamsuf is in front of us, Let's go back to Mitzrayim. Why not? Because the pasuk says, "Asher ektzavta et Hashem lokecha b'midbar." It's in the desert. So clearly, it's not talking about some time that you made Hashem mad at the Yam Suf. This is in the desert, and that was on the Yam. So he says, rather, it must be, we're on the other side of that page now, what it's talking about in Parshat Beshalach. Parshat Beshalach was the story of Mara. What happened in Mara? Well, two things happened. One, it got its name from Mara, from the bitter water. The water wasn't sweet. Am Yisrael didn't have water to drink. So what did Moshe do? He took this tree that itself wasn't sweet, and the bitter water, bitter tree, threw it in, and the water became sweet and potable and delicious. That's one thing, that's how it got its name. There's something else that happened in Mara for Am Yisrael. In Mara, we got HaKodesh HaZelachem and Korban Pesach and Mitzrayim already. The first mitzvot that were given to us to learn about, so one of those first ones were given in Mara already. And one of the mitzvot that was given to us was Parah Aduma. The Emes Yaakov, if you go back to Beshalach, he explained, I believe we discussed it, that why Parah Aduma? Because just like the water became sweet, and it doesn't make sense to us, you throw a bitter tree into the water, into bitter water, and the two bitter things combine and causes a reaction and makes something sweet. It says that doesn't make any sense, but Hashem is able to make water sweet because he's Hashem. Just like the Gemara, of the well-known story in the Gemara, where there's a poor rabbi whose wife came home all upset, or was all upset when she discovered that the shopping she did, she bought vinegar instead of oil, and now they didn't have oil for their Shabbos candles. So he says, "Mi sha'amar l'shemen v'yadlik, yomer l'chametz v'yadlik." Where's your emunah in Hashem? If Hashem can make oil light up, he can make vinegar light up. And of course, in the story in the Gemara, Chen Hava, she was able to light the vinegar for their Shabbos candles this week. Don't try it at home. He was on a certain madriga, clearly that we're not. In any event, he says that's the point of the story of Mara. You have bitter water, you throw in a bitter tree, why is that going to make it any better? If you throw in sugar, okay, so the water is going to become sweet. If you throw in something bitter, how is it going to make anything sweet? He says that's Parah Aduma also. Parah Aduma is a chok. It's not logical. You can't come up with this on your own. Even if you had a team of writers, you wouldn't come up with that. Parah Aduma was in order to be Yushrash Bilvavot Bnei Yisrael Shekiyu Mitzvah Torah Eino Mishum She'inyan Muvan B'Sichleinu Mekubal Lefi Da'atenu Ela Ach V'Rach Mishum Gzeret HaMelechi. The mitzvot aren't because we came up with them and they're logical. Some of them may be very logical, but that's not why we do them. But rather, it's because Gzeret HaMelech, Hashem said to do them. In fact, we say even the logical ones we don't do because they're logical. In other words, we don't do Kibbut Ava Aim or Tzedakah or whatever it is because it makes sense. We do Kibbut Ava Aim and Tzedakah, even those logical mitzvot, we do because Hashem said to. But even the ones that don't make sense to us, and we can't come up with the reason, they're beyond our limited minds and imaginations, those are Gzeret HaMelech, we do them anyway. It has nothing to do with it making sense and being mechubar, I feel connected to this mitzvah, and I want to do it, and I feel it's what I, you know. That doesn't matter. Parah Aduma teaches this. Anu mekayimim mitzvot, Parah Aduma, and all the mitzvot, rak mitam zeh, because Hashem said to. And that's why Parah Aduma was one of the first mitzvot given to them to learn about already in Mara. Says now we can understand. Zechor al tishkach. Don't forget. Eid Asher Ektzavta Hashem Lokecha b'Midbar. What are we supposed to remember? We're supposed to remember Mara. We're supposed to remember where we got Hashem angry and we said, Hashem, we have no water. Moshe, why'd you bring us here to the Midbar to die with no water? And what did Moshe do? He threw in the tree. And because that story is so connected to Parah Aduma, Parah Aduma is what taught us the lesson about the bitter tree and the bitter water, we can remember that which happened in Mara through the recitation of Parah Aduma. So yes, here back in Parshat Chukat, he says what? You're going to read Parshat Parah Aduma in order to remember the Egel? That doesn't make any sense. But to tell you that you're going to read Parshat Para in order to remember that which happened in Mara, that makes all the sense in the world. And that's a very important lesson, again, that the Torah and Mitzvot, we do them because they're Gzeret HaMelech. Hashem said to do these Mitzvot. That's why we do them. And not because we understand them and can come up with our own rational explanations of them, but rather all because Hashem said. Go ahead.